An important factor in choosing proper material for gaseous oxygen service is the presence of impingement sites. Impingement occurs when the flow stream in a pipe changes abruptly, or when the presence of eddies leads to the impact of the particles with the system walls. Particle impact is likely to occur in impingement sites. Remember that ignition by particle impact typically occurs with metal material. Common pipe impingement sites include butt weld, socket weld tees, and socket weld elbows. Branch connections, such as fabricated branches, weldlets, socklets, and threadlets. Multiple hole diffusers and surrounding body. Short radius elbows, which means a radius of curvature less than 1.5 diameter. Socket weld and threaded reducers. Eccentric and concentric reducers with greater than 3:1 inlet-to-outlet reduction section ratio flow from large to small. Mitered elbows with a mitered cut angle more than 20 degrees. The flow path through a valve, particularly its wetted parts, plug, disc, seat, stem, etc. in the flow path. And piping downstream of any such valve where impingement zones exist up to a length of 8 straight-run pipe diameters. When the inlet and outlet size of the valve differs, the pipe diameters are based on valve outlet size.